From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Justice Department says two Romanian nationals are alleged to have hacked the Washington Police Department's surveillance cameras days before President Trump's inauguration on January the 20th. Two were arrested in Romania this month by Bucharest authorities for compromising Washington's Metropolitan Police Department camera computers, part of a ransomware scheme. Former soccer star George Weah has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. He ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who was stepping down after two terms, maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Nathan McGill is chairman of Weah's Coalition for Democratic Change.
We've always said we intend to do an inclusive government. And so it is our desire to see that we bring Liberians together, irrespective of the party they belong to. We'll even reach out to some members of the United Party to bring them. Individuals who have some good characters, who can serve their country, we'll reach out to them.
It also, if all goes smoothly, Liberia will see its first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. United States has announced full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S., that it will resume, and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. The U.S. suspended all non-immigrant visa services in Turkey earlier this year in response to the arrest of U.S. consulate employees in Istanbul on terrorism charges. This is VOA News.